listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. With Chris Tabor, special teams coordinator for the Browns. And Chris, I want to start with this. Three head coaches in 3 years for you. What does that mean for someone who does what you do, just in terms of that lack of continuity from year to year?
Well, it's fortunate that I'm here with another head coach. You know, this business, the NFL, is always fluid and it's always changing. So if you do have the opportunity to be able to stay, you feel very grateful that you can do that. But on the football side of it, I'm excited about it because I obviously have a familiarity with the players, you know, and continue to be able to work with the guys that I know and how we can improve them and get them better. That excites me. And so I'm looking forward to when they come back and we're going through the cut-ups right now and starting to map out individual plans for guys of where we can take their game to the next level. Being able to do that's great for us.
Sounds like thrive, not survive is going to be a motto around here, but you're thriving and surviving here with your third coaching staff. Talk a little bit about, you know, what you have to do. Last year, a little tough at the beginning of the season, the turnover at the bottom of the roster, a lot of new guys to deal with. And that seems to be a trend in the league now, a lot of undrafted free agents at the bottom of rosters. What kind of a challenge does that present to you as a special teams coach with that kind of turmoil?
Well, anytime you have a lot of change at the bottom of that roster, it does make it tough. You know, in the kick return game, we used four different returners. In the punt return game, you know, we used four different returners. You know, just on our punt team alone, at the left slot, we had six different guys play that spot, you know, four different right and left guards. It kind of makes it sound like a negative, but what we're trying to do is turn that actually into a positive because of all the guys that we did play. You know, I'm saying, okay, they know the system, and now we can move them a little bit faster. Whereas when you have a lot of change during the year, it's tough to get those guys caught up, especially when a guy's not with you in OTAs or he's not with you in training camp. And then, you know, in week one or week two, he's maybe your personal protector, which is essentially the quarterback of the punt team, and he has to make all the calls. And that puts a little bit more stress on the deal. So, you know, hopefully playing a lot of those guys that we did, it's going to help us here next season.
Travis Benjamin, obviously a big part of the special teams in the return game, got injured. How's he doing? You expect him back for next year?
He's doing well. I've seen him in the building. He's doing his rehab. I know that everything went well medically, and he's right on pace. And not exactly sure when he's going to come back. I just know that he will be back when it's time to go. So,
which is good.
Oh, it's. I mean, he is. He really is. He's a special player.
Sure.
Any time that he touches the ball. And it's fun to have him on your team.
And, Chris, one big point that I think should be made, it isn't just a matter. I know this game is about survival for coaches as well as players, and maybe especially for coaches, but it's more than that with you. This team wanted to keep you here. It was something that was made clear.
Yep.
Even prior to the hiring of Mike Pettine as a head coach. But I think that's an important thing that people should know. This organization values the talent that you've brought to coaching that position from day one. You came here in 2011. You've dealt with different administrations. It says a lot about you and Sean Menega, your assistant.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and humbly, we'll never, you know, we're grateful. We really are. But we want to keep on track. We're going through the cut-ups right now in our punt game. We've dropped every year in return yardage against us. And in the punt return game, even with as many returners as we had this year, we finished 10th all 3 years that we've been here. And the kick return game has been the same way and the kickoff coverage. But to me, that's a tribute to our players and how they've accepted our coaching and what we're trying to do. And that's what makes me excited and fortunate that I can be back and coach those guys, because it's about the players.
And family is so important to you as well. Your wife and your beautiful daughters, keeping them in the same house, in the same place for another year is a very important thing too.
No question, you know, my daughter, my wife's actually a head basketball coach, seventh grade
yes.
girls, and guys, I'm the assistant. And I mean, she might be the toughest head coach I work for, but no, she does a great job. But all seriousness, one night my daughter did say, we went to go watch a high school basketball game, and this was before Coach got hired, and she said, Dad, what do you think's going to happen? And I said, I don't know. And I said, do you like it here? And she goes, Dad, I love it here. And that, you know, as a dad, that's the other side of it I think that people don't really always talk about. You know, just talk about the coaching and the moving, but that's really, that's the root of everything. When she said that, and my other daughters also expressed that along with my wife, it makes you thankful, that we get to stay here.
And we're certainly thankful you are staying here. Speaking of the new coach, what are your impressions of Coach Petten so far?
Outstanding. Been great. You know, I mean, he's also a coach's kid, and we've kind of shared stories. He played quarterback for his dad. I played quarterback for my dad's, and we've kind of had some good laughs of what it was like to come home Friday night and your dad waiting for you, having to watch the tape again. But no, he's been outstanding, and very excited to get the opportunity to work for him.
And the fact that he has a defensive background, the previous two head coaches you dealt with were offensive-minded guys, and I know you've worked with a variety of coaches in this league, but what is that? There's something about defensive-minded coaches that I think plays into special teams a little more, right?
I would definitely agree with that, because as you look at rosters on a team, especially when you're getting into your cover units, I mean, those are more likely to be defensive players. And, you know, and when it's all about setting the field position, having those guys that can go down, get off blocks and tackle, and then, you know, use other coaches that can help you do that and give you input and those type of things, I mean, it's a big help.
As a special teams coordinator, what are your thoughts on some of the rule changes we've already seen take effect on kicking game, and then now the talk of maybe getting rid of extra points altogether?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I've heard that talk. I'm kind of more of a football purist, to be quite honest with you. I would obviously like to see the extra point stay in the game, but
yep.
that's not a decision that I'm going to make.
They're not calling me on that.
I have not been contacted.
Roger hasn't
gotten
to you. Okay,
but it is about player safety and in the other rule changes with the kickoff and those type of things. And I think the league has had that happen. But you know, the thing about it is, I think you see the touchbacks happen early in the season, but then late in the year when the weather changes and you have to cover kicks. And obviously, we saw what happened the other night.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl, you're talking about a little wind in the stadium, and you're trying to keep the hand out of a playmaker, and they bloop it, and he ends up making a big play. I think that's exciting for the game, and hopefully that all that stuff always stays a part of the game.
The opening kickoff of the second half has been returned for a touchdown each of the last two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
How, with the fact that kicks are going deeper in the end zone and field position being such a priority, mm-hmm. how tough is it to decide, you know, okay, we're going to take it out at 8 yards deep. We're going to take it out at 6. Is it? What are the factors that go into that, and how has that made your job tougher on the return side of things?
Well, I think what makes it tougher is when you're talking about depth. The other thing that you're talking about, depth of the kick, but you're also talking about the hang time
right.
of the kick. Because if a kicker kicks the ball 7 yards deep or 8 yards deep and it has a low hang, and we're talking under 4 seconds, like he hits maybe a 3-5, kind of a line drive, you want to bring that thing out. And I think it goes back to what's your mentality. Because my mentality is, we'll just have to get the ball to the 20-yard line. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the 20-yard line. You know, and I know that there's times that you get tackled inside that, but I'd much rather have our group play aggressive because I have confidence in the kids and what we're doing. But at the same time, I think there's a flow of the game that you might have to say, hey, at 6 deep, or you're going backwards. You know, we're going to keep this thing in here because we have to start the drive. This can't be an inside the 20 type deal.
Chris, so glad that you continue to be the special teams coordinator of the Browns, and we look forward to having you on the show more often, my friend.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
He is Chris Tabor, a special teams coordinator for the Cleveland Browns. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura with Vic Carucci on ESPN 850 WKNR.